following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny, I bet working with me makes you feel like a grand prize winner.
Yeah, I'm so lucky, Golic.
Well, now you could win possibly the best grand prize ever, valued at over $55,000 in ESPN Radio's Ultimate Outdoor Giveaway, hooked by Bass Pro Shops.
You could win a two-year lease on a brand-new 2012 Toyota Tundra 4x4, an Arctic Cat 425, and much more.
Plus, the winner also gets to come to Bristol to meet us personally and tour ESPN Studios.
Visit ESPNRadio.com or your local Bass Pro Shops to find out more.
Exxon and Mobil have a little something in our gasoline that can make a big difference for all you drivers out there. Actually, it's smaller than little. It's tiny. Microscopic, even. We're talking about a molecule. A complex molecule that, when added to gasoline, helps remove deposits that build up on your intake valves and helps keep fuel injectors clean. So your car runs cleaner. Smart gasoline. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Everyone from Omaha, Nebraska, and Champions Run, side of the 16th annual Cox Classic of the Nationwide Tour. It's time for Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis as we're here for the next 2 hours, and television coverage is already going on. The first thing we should look at, the leaderboard. Matt Every and Billy Hurley the third, both 5 under par. Hurley through 8. And Every through 5, there is a host of folks setting at 4 under par. Matthew Goggin is 3 under through 11 holes as he gets ready to play the 12th. And, Daddy, we're going to start the show off with a bang here today. There's another Hurley that wants to be at the top of the leaderboard, or at least somewhere where he can say it was a good round today.
Third cousin to the one on top of the leaderboard. John Hurley joins us. He's the blonde bomber. You've been hearing a lot of great things about him. John, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for giving us a minute. I know everybody's wanting a piece of your time and to meet you and greet you.
Thanks for having me this morning. Well, just about 3 hours away from walking up to that tee box, going at 2:20 this afternoon. Emotionally, how you feeling this morning?
A little nervous, but it's just excited to be there. And once I get my practice routine going this morning, it'll be time to get in the zone and block everything out and be ready to go.
You've been impressing people all week already. You're living up to the hype, I guess, is what people would say. But now you've got to take it out to the golf course. Talk about your preparation here over the last couple, 3 weeks since we saw you at Media Day and how you think things are going.
I've been playing better each week on the Dakota Tour. I've been making some more putts, hitting more quality shots. So had some good preparation this week, played well in the Pro-Ams. Just looking forward to today. It's what you did the last few weeks doesn't really matter until you teed up today. That's the next 4 days is what really matters.
John, were you played well or played really well?
Yeah, one of the two. There's rumors out there, 8 under after 11. I don't know if you want to confirm or deny that. Those are the rumors, though.
It's true, yeah. Played really well yesterday.
That would be a fun deal to turn around and do that again today. But were you surprised getting on the Dakota Tour at how competitive that was, or did you know that going in that those guys were that good?
I really didn't think it was going to be as competitive as it really is. There's a lot of guys I've never heard of that go out there and shoot 65 every round. It's unbelievable. I guess that's just pro golf for you. Every level's a step up, and those guys are just that much better than college guys. And I would imagine there's another level from there to here. And same way from Nationwide Tour to PGA Tour, there's always improvement to be made.
We've talked about that a lot, too. There are guys, Brett Wetterich finished 27th at last week's stop on the PGA Tour. He's here. Matt Goggin leads this. He played in the British Open final round just two, 3 years ago. Does that enter your mind, or you just it's all about you and playing your game?
I just got to stick to my game. I mean, there's a fairway, a green, and a hole out there. Everyone's got to play it. So, I mean, I've played with Todd Hamilton before down in Dallas, and he's won the British Open before. So I've played with some experienced players on the PGA Tour before. So it's just another opportunity to make a step in the right direction.
What part of your game right now needs to come along if you're going to play on the PGA Tour in the near future?
My wedges need to be better, hit the ball closer to the hole, and obviously capitalize on the putts. That's one thing. I mean, you can hit a 400-yard drive, but if you can't make the putt to capitalize the birdie, it really doesn't do you any good. You could hit a 275 and have 125 more yards in, hit a 7-iron instead of an easy lob wedge, and you two-putt both of them. Same score. There's no pictures on scorecards, which a lot of people like the long ball, obviously, but it all comes down to making the putt.
We were talking to a couple of your competitors last night, and they were just astonished on the driving range. People that didn't know John Hurley come from all over, New Zealand, and there's people from all South Africa here, and they're all over. You start hitting balls on the range, it doesn't take very long for they like the long ball, too, and the whole attention was focused on you. Did you know that when it was going on?
At the youth clinic the other day, Greg Newyear on the head pro here at Champions told me to hit a few shots while the other guys were saying a few words and hit the first one, and the guys were, well, all the kids and their parents were oohing and ahhing and clapping, and it was something else. But, I'm just looking forward to today, getting that first tee shot out of the way.
John Hurley joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just a couple of minutes as he's getting ready for his big nationwide tour debut. You talked about the wedges. Is that coming along? We've seen guys that hit the ball a long way have problems with the wedges because they have to back it down a little bit, take the spin off. What have you been working on with that part of the game?
Just trying to leave myself with some more full shots, try to stay out of that 40 to 50-yard range. It's a little tweener.
Yeah.
It's really hard to control your spin on that shot, especially when the greens get firmer. You really don't have a chance. You have to start using slopes and trajectory, and it's a little more touch shots than you like, so you'd almost want to lay back to that 90 to 100-yard range or 120 just so you can have a more full shot, and it's a lot easier to control.
John, how big is it to make this tour debut kind of in your pseudo backyard here with the support system you have around you?
I couldn't ask for anything more than to have the debut out here in Omaha, the Champions course I love. I've played before. I've played well on in front of the home fans. It's going to be quite the experience.
Any idea how many people that you will know will actually be following you today?
I think there's going to be a good number. I'm not exactly sure. I've probably lost count, but I think quite a few people from O'Neill are coming down for today or tomorrow. I would imagine there'll probably be even more on the weekend since no one has to work. But just
good drinkers too at O'Neill.
St. Patrick's Day, I guess.
never heard a beak. But John Hurley with us for the last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I asked you at Media Day kind of what your goal was. Has the goal changed? What's your goal going into today? You just said the weekend like it was no problem right there. I mean, you just said it sounds like you are focused for four rounds of golf.
I'm planning on being here for four rounds. I know if I play my game, I have the game to win. That's the mindset you have to have on the first tee. Every guy here, I think you ask the other 155 guys in the field, they're all here to win. You can't be afraid. You have to go deep. Obviously, on this course, 25, 26 under par is one before. My former teammate won it last year, so I know I've beaten him before. So it'd be fun to keep the trophy in Aggie hands.
You've got to play with a couple other guys. You're going to have a pretty good drawing today. For one of the early rounds, Brady should be fun to play with.
Should be fun to play with Brady. I don't think I've ever played with him in a tournament, but him playing for Nebraska here a few years ago, and Corey Nagy's a pretty young guy out there now, too. He played for Charlotte. His teammates with Andy Sajovic. So he's probably pretty well-known around in the area, too, but looking forward to it.
All right, John, we'll let you get out of here because we sure appreciate you giving us some time. And Everybody's going to be watching, man. Best of luck. We always appreciate you giving us a few minutes.
Thank you.
That's John Hurley. He's getting ready to tee it up this afternoon at 2:20 here at the Cox Classic at Champions Run, and we're all excited to hopefully get a chance to watch him play some great golf out there. And we're going to take a break. We've got a lot more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, a chance to win tickets to the Gary Allen Thompson Square concert tomorrow night. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page. If you don't aren't signed up to like the Doug and Daddy Show, all you have to do is hit the like button, and we'll be ready to go. We'll take a break back after this.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it.
Ching. And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a YellowBook.com online video ad running smoothly.
Ching.
The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit YellowBook360.com today.
Now at Carquest Auto Parts, save $5 after mail-in rebate when you purchase a pair of Exact Fit wiper blades or a twin pack of Philips Vision Plus premium lighting capsules. Carquest 50-month batteries start at just $49.99 with an exchange and have a one-year free replacement guarantee. See store for details now through February 2nd at participating Carquest Auto Parts locations. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to Carquest and roll on.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, 2011 and beyond.
We'll see occasional sun and some cloudiness throughout the day today with an isolated shower storm possible with high temperatures around 83. Winds will stay to the southeast about 5 to 10. For tonight, lows reach 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 73. Yeah.
Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As our Midway Auto Group broadcast booth brings us to the 19th hole, the 10th, the spot that's hopping every night during the Champions Run here at Cox Classic at Champions Run in Omaha on the Nationwide Tour. Excitement, excitement, excitement. And God, I want to see Hurley do great. Seriously, how much better of a person can you have? We're so fortunate on this program to get a chance to meet so many great people, so many great young people. We just came back from Big Ten Media Days, Daddy, and we met so many great collegians that do so well. And we're going to talk with Derek Moy, the outstanding wide receiver from Penn State, in our Big Ten preview later on in the program today, and a lot more here from the Cox Classic. But, obviously he's from small town in Nebraska, which for me and you puts a little more on it, but God, what a great guy, and I hope he has just tons of success.
Well, they call him the blonde bomber. Now the hair's not as thick as it once was. You know,
never is.
And he's got the blue eyes. He's a small town boy. Yeah, there's a lot to cheer about there. It's a great, great story so far. Hopefully, you can capitalize on this opportunity. And you know, to show you how far this event, and to get an opportunity to compete in this event. When it began in 1996, the winner's purse was $36,000. Not chump change by any means, but 1996, $36,000. Last year it was $130,500, $725,000 purse here this week. And, you know, you look at the tournament records and some of the people, you know, just a few names, Jason Day, Kevin Stadler, Jason Gore, Bo Van Pelt. You know, the list goes on and on. Chris DeMarco. I mean, some great names all over the place. When you study this event, this is one of the great events on the nationwide tour. And, folks, you need a weekend break to come, you know, to get your kids out of the house one last time before school, before football, before everything gets going and the madness starts for fall. This will be a great opportunity. Run down to Omaha. Take in this event. It's a wonderful event.
It's we're located at about 138th and Eagle Run is the official address, but you're right around 144th and Maple, 132nd and Maple. You'll enter from one of those two sites right there. And it was the rain has stayed away. There were just a couple of drops earlier today, but nothing at the golf course. So we're at 138th, but at 204th and Dodge about 9 o'clock this morning. It was absolutely pouring, so it was that close to affecting the tournament here today. But so far, everything's good, and you've got four players now at 5 under par. Ken Duke through 15, Matt Every through 14, Jason Schultz through 13, and Billy Hurley through 9 holes. And Matthew Goggett is now 4 under after he birdied number 12, so he's one shot off the lead. And you've got 5 guys that set at 4 under and about 12 more that are at 3 under. And I hope John doesn't even look at the leaderboard before he tees off today.
You know, of course, Goggins going for the Battlefield promotion, which winning 3 times would automatically advance you the PGA Tour. Now, that doesn't mean that you qualify for every event on the PGA Tour, but it puts him back to where he wants to be. So many people are following Goggin and what he does this week, but so many other talented, talented people. Jeff Breha, I don't know, he was at -3 a while ago. You know, it's interesting because I happened to be at the International one year when I saw him make about an 8-foot putt. He's at 2-under now. I watched him make about an 8-footer on the very last hole on Friday to actually advance and make the cut, and I know that was a huge moment. He's been on the PGA Tour. He's just one of those names that's been up there that people may recognize out there.
Also, a lot more going on in the world of sports and a lot more with Husker football, so let's get to that. The preseason coaches poll is out, and Oklahoma is number one. 4 schools receiving first place votes in the USA Today preseason coaches poll, and Nebraska is 11th, so they will not start in the top 10. They are 11th. Wisconsin is 10th. So those are the two teams many people believe will be battling for the Big Ten championship in December. That's the first game of the year and of the Big Ten conference for Nebraska. And if they can hold on and do some great things here, you could see those two teams possibly being 4-0 in the top 5, in the top 7 when they meet on ABC October the 1st. Oklahoma is number 1. They received 42 first-place votes. Alabama is 2nd. They received 13 first-place votes. Oregon, the national runner-up last year, is 3rd. They received 2, and LSU received the other 2 first-place votes, and they currently sit in 4th place. Florida State is ranked 5th, and I haven't done a whole lot of it because this just came out. Florida State hasn't been ranked that high in the preseason for quite some time. They used to always be in the top 5 at the end of the year, 10, 12 years, an incredible run, a record run. Stanford is 6th, Boise State 7th, Oklahoma State is 8th, Texas A&M 9th, then Wisconsin 10th, Nebraska is 11th, followed by South Carolina, Virginia Tech, Arkansas, and TCU. Ohio State is 16th, followed by Michigan State, Notre Dame is 18th, Irish Ken, and your defending national champions from Auburn, 19th, Tony. There's something to be said there. Could it have all been Nick Fairley and Cam Newton? I cannot believe that, but maybe it is, and maybe Coach Chizik isn't that great.
It's certainly interesting, something to watch. I think more of it probably, you got to say Cam Newton. Do they have anybody to replace him, number one? And then the beasts that went to Detroit, that should be fun to watch on Sundays. Also the second part of that. One thing that stood out to me immediately, when you talk about the number one conference in all of college football, my goodness, can anybody rival the SEC? You look at the first place votes, Doug, 42 for Oklahoma, and it drops off to 12 or 13 for Alabama.
That's correct.
I really thought, okay, Oklahoma's number one, but you look at those first place votes, I expected it to be 28 to 23, something like that. Oklahoma really dominated this poll.
Rounding out the top 25, Mississippi State is 20th. Then it's Missouri, Georgia, Florida, Texas, and Penn State are your top 25 teams in the preseason coaches poll going on here to start the season. Teams that just missed out, Arizona State, West Virginia, Utah, Miami of Florida, and Iowa. Iowa would have been 30th, Northwestern 31st in points received for the coaches poll.
I know that's a long way from number one where Russ thought that Iowa should have been ranked, but that's just the way it is. I think it's great to it's great for the Big Ten to have that many teams recognized in the top 25. I think Michigan State, after 11-win season, probably a little bit disappointed, but how they got blasted. But how they got blasted in the bowl game certainly says something about that.
Well, I just received some information here via personal text that Iowa Hawkeye fan Rockin' Rusty has picked up an entry in one of my fantasy football leagues that doesn't require a mid-season expansion draft. So
that's good news.
I can't wait for that. Yeah, that's good. That's good, and can't wait to have his money in my pocket. Also, news coming out that the Big Ten Conference is going to expand to 9 conference games starting in 2017. Now, you have to remember that there are so many things going on out there right now with the advancement of the schedules, you've got so many teams that maybe have already filled out a 12-team schedule that it is not possible to do 9 conference games until 2017. We heard this when Nebraska joined. They wanted to do this. Here's what it means, Tony, is that now Nebraska gets 3 non-conference games. 2 of those have to be at home. You hope to have one marquee name, whoever that is going to be. Right now it's Washington. Then it's UCLA. Then it's Tennessee's on there. Miami of Florida's on there. But you're going to have that and 2 cupcakes, teams that come to Nebraska that Nebraska doesn't have to go repay the visit on, except maybe a rare 2-for-1 occasion, like with Wyoming and like with Southern Miss.
You're exactly right, and I think that the names you just brought up, Wyoming, Southern Miss, those are probably pipe dreams for name teams that Nebraska would get in there for future games. I think you're looking more at the Arkansas States of the world, the teams like that, the Tennessee Chattanoogas even. You're going to have less tiered teams. They've got to come in. They're going to take a paycheck. They're going to take a whooping, and they're going to go home.
3 teams from each, the Legend and Leaders, will feature 5 conference home games during odd-numbered years, while the other 3 schools from each division will host conference contests during even-number years. The 2017 schedule will include 5 conference home games for Iowa, Michigan State, and Nebraska from the Legends, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio State from the Leaders. Then in 2018, Nebraska will be on the road for 5 of those games. The Big Ten will return to a full 9-game conference schedule for the first time since the 83 and 84 seasons. 8 of the 10 conference schools played 9-game schedules during the 81 and 82 seasons, while 2 of the 10 teams featured 9-game schedules in 77 through 80. So there you go. More football news for you. Nebraska ranked 11th, and the Big Ten will now have 9 conference games. Maybe Nebraska will finally get a chance to play Indiana and Illinois.
There you go. It's certainly going to open that up. You're going to get, like you said, in the Big Ten when it goes to that, I don't think the schedule's going to be balanced out. You're going to get 2 of those teams that you should be able to handle and 1 monster that's going to be a tough game no matter where it's played at.
Doug and Daddy Show on the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, Midway, home of the Mopar Quick Lube. They are there for you folks for just $29.95. You get an oil change, full maintenance inspection, and car wash. It's quality, complete service that saves time and money, and it's done in less than 30 minutes, and they will take care of you. If you need to go somewhere, leave your car, come back later in the day and pick it up, they'll take you wherever you need to go in the city. If you need picked up to come back, get your car, they do it with their free shuttle service. Had my vehicle in there for some maintenance earlier this week. Outstanding job again by the gang. Didn't take a lot, and boom, they were done. Drop it off, go get it. No problem. It's at the Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram locations where you can find the Mopar Quick Lube. And if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, they are there for you. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, oh, Mopar is there for you, folks. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, more football talk. Also, Chad Martison is expected to join us, tournament director. Give us the very latest. We always seem to catch up with one or two of the folks that the charities do so much work with here at the Cox Classic. We'll update the leaderboard, and we've got Derek Moy, wide receiver from Penn State, and we'll hear comments from Hastings College football coach Tony Harper from yesterday's Great Plains Athletic Conference Media Days. Hastings picked to finish fifth in the league. We'll hear from the coach and his comments as well. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show live from the Cox Classic in Omaha.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter, like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool. The other wanted to go grab a bite to eat. And me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So, to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside, there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and, of course, the coldest beer in town. So, problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see occasional sun and some cloudiness throughout the day today with an isolated shower storm possible with high temperatures around 83. Winds will stay to the southeast about 5 to 10. For tonight, lows reach 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Brought to you in part by BK, taking care of all of our friends and guests at the Doug and Daddy Show Burger King, where you can have burgers for breakfast. The full menu is available all morning long. And if you want some breakfast sandwiches, they've got the biscuit sandwich and breakfast croissant, served until 11 every morning. Two of those for only $4. Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Daddy, Grand Island American Legion Baseball, playing in the Central Regional up in Dickinson, North Dakota. I don't even know how high a win by them would be on the upset scale. I mean, this is a one versus, I don't know that Grand Island is the eighth best team out of the eight teams. I don't know that, but we know Eden Prairie is the best team in this regional. They always are. They do an outstanding job, and they were the defending national runner-up. And Eden Prairie, Minnesota, the Minnesota State champions, 2-0 lead over Grand Island in the second inning.
Yeah, you know what? Hang around. Give yourself an opportunity. Hopefully, you get by the second, third, and fourth innings, leave it at 2-3 runs, and have an opportunity late in the game to do something, because that starting pitcher for Eden Prairie is going to be very, very difficult to score on.
Had some excitement last night in Creighton and Central City. Elkhorn Mount Michael, who's an A school during the high school season, plays C Legion ball, went 10 innings to beat Pender last night by a score of 4-1 to win Class C. Class B in Central City was won by Gretna by a score of 7-2. Gretna got 5 in the first and never looked back. But, Daddy, one thing I wanted to mention, even from way back in the area tournaments, you look at how the Mount Michael Pender championship game went down. It was 1-1 after two innings. They're only supposed to play 7. It goes 10 innings. Mount Michael gets 3 in the top of the 10th. Well, how does that happen? The first two runners get out, and then an error, a walk, a wild pitch, an error, and all these runs score. It is a great pitching usually wins you these tournaments, but all the teams that have been beaten, and I know if any coaches are out there, if you make errors, you lose. I've seen so many where you only get 2, 3, 4, 5 hits in a ball game, and then you look over at the error column, Mount Michael 0, Pender 4. It's a 1-1 game, and it's going to stay that way until somebody kicks the ball around, and last night it was Pender, and this could be anybody. It could be anybody. We've seen it in the state tournament. We've seen it in the regional tournament.
I think if you even expand on that one further, if you talk to successful coaches, if you talk to Coach Archer in Kearney, if you talk to Tino in Grand Island, right away they're going to tell you what's the two things that kills you. The first one being aired, the second one is walks. Right there, it came back to bite them in the 10th. You got to throw the ball over the plate. You got to put it in play, and you got to field the ball. And when you don't do that, you pay the price. And that's what they did in the championship game.
It's just incredible. Hey, folks, we've got a lot going on in the giveaway department this week. Buffalo County Fair going on. Doug and Daddy Show will be there tomorrow from 11 to 12. Might even have an opportunity to talk to the headlining act this year in Gary Allen. Gary Allen and Thompson Square are teaming up for a concert tomorrow night at 7:30. Contact the fairgrounds for ticket information. But by the end of the show, we're giving away 2 sets of tickets, and we're doing it via our Facebook page. A lot of folks have signed up here in the last 24 hours. All you have to do is type your name up there, and we'll let you know who the winners are, and we'll get you the tickets. So what you do, you can go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook is right there. All you have to do is hit the like button. It gets you hooked up. You type your name in, and we're going to draw at random. Merritt Will back at the studio sometime after 12:30. We'll draw a couple of names out, and you're going to Gary Allen in Thompson Square. It's that simple. We thank you for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, for being a part of our community and our listening area from wherever you're at. We sure appreciate it. But sign up on Facebook. Click the Doug and Daddy, the ESPN Superstation. Like it. Say, hey, I want Gary Allen tickets. We've had different responses from everybody. Some people want date night. Some people just want the tickets. Some people love Gary Allen. Some people say, me. It's fun. It doesn't matter what you type. We enjoy it, but we're just going to be picking 2 out of the hat. Also, tonight, folks, it's bull riding. It's bull riding, and who doesn't like a little rodeo when you go to the fair? And we have got 2 sets of tickets to give away to our first 2 callers right now. You have to pick them up at our Kearney studios, 888-455-3776. Call now. Merritt will get you set up, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We've got 2 pairs of tickets to tonight's Extreme Bull Ride.
Should be a great night. Should be a great fair. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we're going to meet Gary Allen. Of course, you and I both huge Cowboy fans. His third cousin, Larry Allen, played such a big part of those Super Bowl teams, and I can't wait to just reminisce about those days.
I knew a lot of Thompsons, but I never knew any of them that were squared, so maybe we'll get to see them and ask Mama Thompson what's up with that with that great hairdo she's got going, the different looks. It makes her stand out, and a couple of great groups coming to Kearney, a couple of great concerts.
Doug, you brought up in that last segment, we were talking a little football, we brought up Auburn and Nick Fairley. Nick Fairley had surgery yesterday on his foot. They took him out of practice on Monday, was wearing the boot. People knew that. He did have surgery, supposed to miss an extended time of the training camp. So hopefully I know that's a blow when you're a first-round draft pick, highly touted like that, a blow for that defense right away. Hopefully he'll get back and be ready to go for the season.
So much going on this weekend tomorrow. The Kearney High Booster Golf Tournament going to be going on tomorrow afternoon. The ESPN team returns tomorrow, and may I say, kind of hot. Just want to let folks know that are playing tomorrow at Metal Arc Hills to look out for the ESPN team.
That's good.
They're going to be there, and that's all I'm going to say.
They'll be there.
About that. Yeah, it's wow.
Hey, you know what? Before I forget, can I still wish my wife happy anniversary?
13 lovely years. Congratulations.
Four lovely years. Four.
Oh, no.
Correct.
No. Two lovely years and four overall.
Okay, very nice.
I just got that from Suzanne, who said two lovely years, stretching it, four total.
Very true for her. I'm sure maybe one lovely year, but you never know. But
she's about got you broke.
But more tickets have been torn up today. Sorry, fellas.
Oh, man, I just love the ticket in my back pocket. Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. Oh.
By the way, Zach Lee was cut from Seattle yesterday.
Shocker. Folks, we did get a chance to hear from Tony Harper yesterday at Great Plains Athletic Conference Media Days, and we are here at the Cox Classic in Omaha and invite you to get a chance, come down to Champions Run and see some outstanding golf over the weekend. But the GPAC Conference Media Days yesterday, Sioux Falls out of the league, Tony. They had won this league the last 9 years. So there will be a new crown going out there as Sioux Falls moves on to Division II. And the team that's been chasing them most of this time, Morningside, is the preseason pick, but not unanimous.
Logical choice, too, probably.
Morningside, 7 of the 10 first-place votes. Northwestern of Iowa, 3 of the first-place votes. So they were second. Midland, third. Dakota Wesleyan, fourth, as they continue to improve. And Hastings, picked to finish fifth, followed by Nebraska Wesleyan, Concordia, Doan, Briarcliff, and Dort. And Tony Harper, in his first year with the Hastings College Broncos as the head coach, commented yesterday at GPAC Media Days. We've got about 8 minutes with the coach, and we'll hear what he had to say from yesterday's press conference.
Last year, we're coming off a 5-5 season, very inconsistent. I think if you look at some of the big telltale signs, is how many points we gave up defensively, how many we scored offensively, time of possession, different things like that. If you look straight across the board, it's pretty even. And what we've got to do, and what we stressed hard in spring ball, is we got to be more consistent. We can't be up and down. And when we get down, we got to get up right now. And that's something that we really tried to focus on in the spring with those guys. Really liked our spring practices. We got 5 padded this year, which is great. Coach Merkowitz was huge behind that, so I wanted to recognize that. But it was nice actually going out in spring ball, getting the pads on, and actually playing football. During spring, we had about 75 guys on the roster. We're looking to be bringing in about 135, 140 or so on August 18th when we report. Starting off right away, offensively, we got a new philosophy coming in there with Coach Kamara and Coach Holzcock kind of co-coordinating that offense. What we tried to really get done in the spring was getting guys on the same page. You know, we're going to be tweaking some things and doing some things differently. We will continue to run the football because out in Hastings, you got to. That's just something that we will believe in wholeheartedly. But I think what we also got to do is we've got to limit our turnovers and get some more points on the board, obviously. At offensive line, they really improved throughout the spring. Tommy Van Hout, who's going to end up being a 4-year starter for us at tackle, probably one of our best football players in general on the entire team, both sides of the ball. So we're excited about Tommy and what he can do. Jesus Uribe and Derek Whipple are also 2 more starters coming back. They're not on the big side, but they can get downfield and do some good things like that. And Coach Holstall's done a great job with those guys. Running back, we feel like we got 2 very complimentary backs in Dalton Seeley and Keenan Balaj. They both split time last year with Nick Grummer, who we graduated. Dalton's a bigger guy that can run, get downhill. He's from here, there in town, St. Cecilia. We got to create some more mismatches for him, get him the ball a little bit more. Very dedicated in the weight room. Boy, he missed a day yet this summer, so we're excited about him. Keenan Balaj is a little scat back out from Colorado that we want to get into the slot and do some different things like that. But, again, he's another one that works hard. And you know, with those 2 guys, to be honest with you, you know, we're not supposed to give out secrets and all this stuff up here. We're going to try and get those two boys on the field at the same time because we think they're very solid football players, great work ethics from that standpoint. Wide receiver is probably our most talented position coming in with returners for a team that ran the ball as much as we did. We're very, very excited about this group. We got Mike Novicki, Travis Brown, Nate Arlt, and Nick Blunt coming back that all saw a significant playing time last year. We got a guy coming off the redshirt year by the name of Victor Stapp. Biggest thing with these guys, what they got to understand, though, is they're going to have to compete every single day. You know, we got 7 to 10 receivers that we think it could change every day who's going out with the ones, twos, and threes. So we're looking forward to challenging with those guys. And I think with us having a new quarterback, these are the guys that are going to have to carry us for a while. They're going to have to rely – the quarterback's going to have to trust them and rely on them. They're going to have to be great leaders out there on the football field. Going to the quarterback situation, we graduated a 2-year starter who took us to national playoffs 2 years ago. We got a guy coming back who went through spring by the name of John Doffer from Omaha Gross. He did some good things for us. And John was one of those guys that's what you're looking for in a quarterback. So we had to kick him out of the office half the time. He would not leave. He's in there watching film and doing some things like that. He had a really good solid spring, grasping the new system that we're putting in. But the thing is, the quarterback situation, which is what we've tried to do on both sides of the ball, is create more competition. We will not name a quarterback coming out of spring ball. We may not name a starting quarterback until the first game of the season on September 10th. Hopefully somebody separates themselves by then, but I think that just creates competition. When you're striving to take that position, you want to work hard. When you're striving to maintain it, you should be working even harder. So that's what we're trying to do. We got a couple, we got about 5 or 6 freshman recruits we're coming in to battle for that position, but we're pretty excited about that. Defensively, you know, D-line, we graduated 2 4-year starters who are both 2-time all-conference for us. Thing is, with us on the defensive side of the ball, we like to rotate our D-line in every other series, so we got a lot of guys coming back with experience. We're not going to be as big as physical. Hopefully we can get out and do some things, running around, do some different things like that. But Chase Langenberg, John Malise, and Adam Kill are 3 guys that saw a lot of playing time last year for us that there's going to be a lot of pressure put on them because they're going to have to play a lot more than what they're used to. The linebacker, you know, for the 2nd straight year, we graduated our leading tackler at linebacker. But again, kind of like with the D-line, we rotate our guys a lot. We got good experience coming back with Indiana Jones, Alec Diffendaffer, Riley Nicola, Braulio Castillo, Anthony Carrasco. We do a lot of different things with those guys. We also have a guy who's coming back to us from the University of Northern Colorado by the name of Tyson Burrish. He's pretty good. You know, he was a starter for us 2 years ago when we went to the playoffs. He transferred in at semester, and it was just like he didn't miss a day. We're very excited to have Tyson back. He's going to do some good things for us. And then in secondary, you know, we got a lot of experience coming back. Last year we had to replace all of them. This year we return all of them. So we're pretty excited about that, but we got to limit our big plays that we've been giving up in the secondary. I think traditionally, defensively, at least for the last 3 or 4 years, kind of what we try and do is we bring pressure and just have fun with it. We got to limit those big plays so the bands on the other team ain't playing as much. But we're pretty excited with the guys we got, Zach Carlin, Aaron Verlinde, Kane Ellenberg, Garrett Griffith. These guys all either started or played in every game last year. So there's a lot of experience, and like some of the coaches have already said, there's nothing better than experience. They just know how to play the game. They know how to do the different things, how to react. So we're pretty excited about that group. Special teams-wise, we graduated Ernesto Lacayo, who is a 2-year starter for us, a punter and kicker. We brought in some guys that will challenge for that position. Johnny Garcia at kicker, Lucas Thomason at punter, and Owain Hickey at punter and kicker. And we also have Alex Romero coming in from Lincoln North Star, who is All-City. So everybody's going to get fair shots to us. They go special teams, defense, and offense. So we got to get that kicking game fixed and done pretty good with that. And Coach Westfall's doing a great job with that from that what we did in the spring. You know, you come in, and I'll make mention a couple of some young guys that we're looking for to come in and hopefully compete early. You know, Matt Overmiller at quarterback, Kendall Ferguson at quarterback, Trevor Bowen at quarterback. You going back to the backfield, Alex Romero at tailback. Wide receiver, we got a guy coming in from California, Michael Aiden. He's a guy that can do some different things. I'm pretty excited about him. Up front with the big boys, we brought a couple new guys in, Kyle Mickey and Eric Sullivan, two transfers, and then Tanner Paxton from Lincoln North Star. We're pretty excited about him. You go over to defense, defensive line, Jordan Consbrook from Hastings St. Cecilia, D lineman, Casey Malafua from Lincoln North Star. And then you go to linebacker, Kevin Hunholtz from out in Colorado, and Quincy Johnson from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Those are guys who can get some opportunities right away. So we're pretty excited, but again, we got to come in, we got to get ready to work. The thing that we've hammered the guys into is compete every day. Try and win the drill, win the day, win the game. So that's kind of where we're at, but the guys have done a pretty good job, and you know, they've been calling a lot here in the last week and a half. It's funny, you hear a lot more from the players when you get closer to two-a-days than what you did in the middle of the summer. And boys are now calling and texting and doing all that stuff, so they're getting excited as we are, as all of us coaches are. But we got some work to do at Hastings.
And that is the head coach in his first year at Hastings College, Tony Harper, from yesterday's GPAC Media Days up in Sioux City. And glad to thank Corey from the GPAC for allowing us to use that here on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. You're fired up. You got a little still Tony got a little sudden draw there to him. So we're looking forward to having Coach on, though, numerous times here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Should be fired up. You got a running back like Dalton Steele back there going to tote the football for you. Should be excited. A lot of good pieces in place there.
And we were able to give away our bull riding tickets for tonight. Merritt, where are they going, buddy?
They're going to Don and Chris.
Awesome. Nice. Guys, have fun tonight. We're going to give you a chance. What else do we got to give away today, Merritt? We got more things going on this weekend at the fair.
Yeah, we have a demo derby going on Sunday. We have three pairs of tickets that we can give away either today or tomorrow, your guys' choice.
Well, let's give away a pair right now. You want to go to the demo derby Sunday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Be caller number 3-888-455-ESPN. If you haven't won anything this week, you're eligible. 888-455-3776. Caller 3 gets those tickets to the Sunday night demo derby at the Buffalo County Fair. We'll take a break and be back with more from the Cox Classic right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Whoa, I just got this ridiculous urge for Doritos pizza chips.
Sudden urge, huh?
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you're under a rogue hypnotic spell.
Yes, that crunchy pizza goodness. It's all I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced
no.
Karen she was a bear, and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now, too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos pizza chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dent Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 2011 and beyond.
We'll see occasional sun and some cloudiness throughout the day today with an isolated shower storm possible with high temperatures around 83. Winds will stay to the southeast about 5 to 10. For tonight, lows reach 68. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 75.
And the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Winding down hour number one here from the Cox Classic, a champion's run on the nationwide tour. And a good crowd on hand. More of them continue to roll in. Let's update you on the leaderboard. At one time, we had five gentlemen at five under. Now we have two and nobody better than that. Matt Every through 16, Jason Schultz through 15. So a few folks have lost some strokes. But, Daddy, I can't even count as high as, what is that, a dozen guys are four under, one shot off the lead, including Ken Duke with one to go, Matt Goggin, who leads the nationwide tour money list. One win away from the immediate promotion to the PGA. He is at four under par. Brett Wetterich, two under through 12 today. Billy Hurley, who was at five, ran into some problems. He's at three under. Michael Sims, who some folks might know, he's three under through 11 today as well. And one of my favorite names, Vance Beasy, three under through 17.
For a local flavor, Shane Zywek went off earlier today, Doug, and we scroll down and find out he was one under at one time with after four or five holes.
And he is even through eight.
Even through eight.
Even through eight. Later today, 2:20 tee times, former Kearney Country Club pro John Peterson, and in a separate group, also going at 2:20, is John Hurley as they tee him off on the double tees as they do on number 1 and 10. If you missed the opportunity to hear from John Hurley, we had him on right at the beginning of the program today, live here at Champions Run, talking about his debut appearance using an exemption. He's been playing on the Dakotas Tour, which is professional, but this will be the biggest event of his professional life. I think playing for the national championship might have been an interesting question to throw at him. We'll have to do that. I think it depends on how he does today, what will have been the bigger experience. But playing on the national championship team, that's a pretty big day. This is right there, 1-1A.
And you look at the success, you know, of the A&M Golf. It's one of the elite programs, and you know, this is people talking about this White Rider Walker Cup, I guess, which is the amateur version of the Ryder Cup matches, and how talented these guys are. You know, the kid from UCLA that's going to be a sophomore, he could have made $5 or $6 million on the over $1 million, excuse me, on the PGA Tour. I guess they were coming up with that number last night, $6 or $8 million, with just the endorsements if he says he goes pro. But he would have made over $1 million. There are so many kids laying back. This is such a special group. But John Hurley is in that group and certainly one of the elite golfers.
Well, and as things change here quickly, we go from two guys at 500 to six guys at 500 par at our latest update here. And two are now in the clubhouse. So 566 is your clubhouse lead for Ken Duke and Jin Park of South Korea. Matt Every, Jason Schultz, Camilo Vendetti, and Danny Lee are all setting at 5 under par right now as they start to wind down the opening round. You're going to see that turn, too. The second set of golfers tee off at 12:20 this afternoon. So the guys that have been teeing off at 7:10, and then they make their way through and hit the double turn, and then we come home with the afternoon tee times, which start at 12:20. Merritt, did we get some winners? Oh, no, wait, Merritt's gone. I shouldn't have done that to him. Merritt's eating lunch. I forgot
about
that.
There you go. He takes a break.
Merritt and Grant are both doing great jobs out there. Chad Martison is going to join us once again, the tournament director of the Cox Classics. You know, he's got the walkie-talkie. He's got the cell phone. John Peterson is going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. I mean, as you said, it's a John show. John Hurley, John Peterson. And it's crazy. It's crazy. We're glad to have them all here with us. Should we talk to Chad first or John first? We're going to talk to Chad first because he's sweating, he's busy, and he's so busy.
Him that souped-up golf cart. He drives over here at 47 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, so that was good.
I know where the governors are on those things.
So on the ninth hole, somebody gets an eagle, it's dollar beer. If somebody gets a hole-in-one, is it free beer?
How about 95-cent beer? How about that?
He is the tournament director for the Cox Classic. Even things I learn more and more every day here. Is everybody a volunteer for the Cox Classic? Because for a while there, I thought Barry made like $1 million a year just to work here at the Cox Classic. I know you're the tournament director, but actually in that office every day, it's not 1,000 people. It's a lot of volunteers, even up the chain of command a little bit.
It is. We actually only have four full-time staff that do this all year long. So that's our job. That's what we do. We have sales, operations, myself, I do a little bit of everything, and then tournament coordinator works with volunteers and charities and that sort of thing. Outside of that, we've got, you know, 35, 36 volunteer directors. So they are volunteers. Most of them are year-round, you know, can range anywhere from 10 hours a week to 90 or 100 hours a week this week. And they are so committed. They're unbelievable people. And then under them we have chair people, and then under them we have, you know, the, your basic volunteer. All of them, the basic volunteers all the way on up to, you know, the volunteer directors are unbelievable. They work their tails off for us, and that's what gives us our crew of 1,000.
Chad, my first question for you is a difficult situation that was put on you guys this year, and if it would have been a John Peterson, a Joe Smith, a Tony Davis, I would have understood, but Blake Trimble, there's two Blake Trimbles. Why were your hands so tied and you had to make a decision you didn't want to make?
Sure.
For an unfortunate deal that left somebody out of this tournament?
Yep, absolutely. You know, the bottom line of the whole thing is that sports. You know, sometimes the rules dictate what you can do and what you can't do. And you know, if you want to be a good sportsman, you play by those rules. And the unfortunate situation with Nate was that we could have extended an additional invite to him, but he didn't have any status on the tour. He didn't have a conditional card. He didn't, you know, have really anything to gain him entry to the event other than that unrestricted spot. So when the issue happened with, you know, realizing that an unrestricted exemption was actually given, a restricted exemption was given to somebody with unrestricted status, we had to correct that immediately, and unfortunately it's that third person that shows up that can't play in the event anymore. It was the right call to make. It was a horrible mistake, obviously. You don't want to see anything like that keep somebody from the field. I was extremely excited to have Nate in the field. Would be excited to have him in the field at any year. He's a great guy. He's playing great golf right now. But you have to make that decision. The rules are the rules. And unfortunately, without any conditional status, any status at all, there's no home for him. You know?
There's unrestricted, there's restricted, there's unconditional, there's conditional. There's a lot of things that go into this, and it's very confusing for the average fan.
It is. It really is, as a matter of fact. But those are, you know, those are the levels of status that we deal with every day. And it really, you can boil it down to you either have status or you don't have status. People with status, there's a pecking order, 1 through 250. You know, the top 130 or so get into the event. There's alternates. It's very, very convoluted, I guess you could say. It's very, very confusing. But it's there for a purpose, and it's there to get the right people into the field. So it's a good rule. It's the rule that should be there. It's the rule the players want to be there. It's the rules they approve. And at the end of the day, we did the right thing. It just stinks that, you know, a simple error is going to create all that havoc and everything. And certainly nothing that Nate was responsible for or did. He just showed up to play a golf tournament. So it's a tough call, but again, that's sports. You know, that's just is what it is.
I can imagine your reaction, but the gal or the guy at the table when the second Blake Trimble tried to sign in, what? Just have a little fun with it, because I know it's painful. What happened? I mean, what happened over the next 15 minutes?
You know, I imagine I wasn't there. I kind of heard secondhand later. I imagine it was a lot of confusion and a lot of, now wait a second. You know, there might have been some IDing going on, but I think ultimately what they did was they reviewed the entry sheet that we have them fill out. And immediately to the second Blake Trimble, it was very obvious that another Blake Trimble was on property. And from there, it was kind of just, an avalanche of, you know, consequences to that. So, you know, again, tough situation. You know, you never want to see that happen. But I can't imagine being Nate right now. But, you know, it is what it is. And he's got a bright future. You know, that's the bright side.
Well, at least he's having lunch on you guys.
He's having lunch on us. Exactly. We're doing our best to entertain the young man and you know, keep him happy and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, they put him up in that Twin Peaks booth. That's entertained him enough. That's a great addition to the golf. There's so many different things. You guys add more and more every year, Chad. It is really a fun event to come to, and the talent level is unmatched. The course, with the heat that's been going on in Omaha, how pleased are you with the shape it's in? When 3 weeks ago and you saw the temperatures come, and I'm sure you guys were saying, this is not what we need. Let's dial it down, if you could, for us, weather gods, 15 degrees.
Yeah. You know, I'm very pleased with where we sit right now. The course is in as playable as a condition as you could have humanly possible in these weather conditions. You want to talk about a perfect storm of weather conditions for, you know, drying out a golf course and killing some grass. We've had it. Jeff Lodka and his crew have done a phenomenal job, even just in the last 4 or 5 days, after some weather breaks and that kind of thing, in bringing this place back. The greens are as good as I've seen them in good weather, as a matter of fact. So the greens are phenomenal. The fairways have taken some abuse. The tee boxes have taken some abuse. But he's even brought those back, and they really, really look good. I think it's going to photograph well. You know, it is what it is. You have 115 degrees for a week straight. You know, this stuff is going to happen. You know, it is grass at the end of the day, and it's going to do what it's going to do.
Chad Martinson, the tournament director of the Cox Classic, is joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show live from Champions Run in Omaha. And we're pleased to be here. And, Chad, we had John Hurley on earlier. A lot of demand is on his time here since getting this exemption. Have you had a chance to have him off to the side? How do you think he's handling it? It seems like good. He says good, and it's all new to him.
You know, based on his pro-am performance, I'm going to say he's handling it pretty well. based on the few 400-yard drives that I've heard of and seen, I'd say he's handling it pretty well. You know, he's unbelievably mature, you know, for being, you know, 22 years old. He's very poised. He's, you know, he's everything you look for in a tour golfer. I think he's going to handle the big stage well. I guarantee his heart's going to be racing a little bit about, 220 this afternoon. So I guarantee those first couple of holes are going to be a little tense, but he's handling it really, really good. He's a heck of a guy, and he's one heck of a golf player. So, I really think he's going to do well.
Chad, the Golf Channel's back. The coverage is on. It's going to be on all weekend long. That's one of the real highlights of this tournament. I know for you, when you got that news and made that happen, that was a big thumbs up. Everybody's excited about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that. You know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Big events are on TV. You know,
Trip Eisenhower's here, yep. in one of the guys walking around the course. That's fun for everybody.
It really is. Yeah, Tripp's a great guy. He's got a long history on this tour. Certainly, was a leading money winner here a few years ago. You know, just a great guy. We'll have Jerry Foltz back. We'll have, you know, it's the old crew. It's kind of like old home week. You know, really. But to put this course in Omaha and Nebraska and an international stage. And all the way it went down with Cox Communications going about with the Golf Channel and them working that, you know, all that out on their own, you know, I think we should be very, very thankful of where we're sitting right now. So I'm excited to have them back. I'm actually kind of looking forward to just watching a little bit of it on TV every once in a while. I don't have to drive all over the place to see what's going on.
Chad Martinson with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Danny Show. We've been giving away tickets. We've had packages. Folks are coming from Central Nebraska. We've seen a couple that have already walked up and right from our backyard. One more time, though. You're sitting back, you're listening to our radio show anywhere from Lincoln to North Platte and north and south of that. We've been given the sales pitch. I mean, we've talked about, I can't think of another event that has professionals like this come to Nebraska in any sport. What do you tell the folks that say, hey, come out for a day, you won't forget it?
You know, here's what I hear from first-timers that come out. They say, I never knew it was like this. I had no idea that a golf tournament was this much fun. And it's just different. It's different than a baseball game, a football game, volleyball, whatever. It's different than anything. You come out here, it's a really casual environment, but it's a lot of fun. We have a couple adult beverages here and there, stashed around in some corners.
Last year I played air guitar on stage. It was awesome.
Last year there's air guitar. There's all sorts of crazy things. We had dueling pianos last night, for crying out loud. We do a little bit of everything. There's something out here for kids. There's something out here for business people that want to mingle.
The one thing that is similar, I guess, the PGA events, yes, people give their time, but the autograph deal is awesome for kids that want to meet these guys. The big names stop and sign. It's not like people are pushing people away. The deal coming off of 18 is simply second to none.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's a new addition for us this year as well. The way that the scoring tent set up just kind of allowed us to do a little alley there. And you know what? Kids stand there. We call it the mine alley. You know, it's kind of, they sit there and say, can I have your glove? Can I have your hat? Can I have your, you know. So the mine alley is really great. And, you know, we're lucky to have a great sponsor down there with Marriott and allowed us to do all that and, you know, all that kind of stuff. For little kids, you know, people of all ages, for crying out loud, I love autographs. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's just a great experience. And you can't get that close to a professional athlete at any other venue. You know, if you're sitting up in the nosebleed seats, you're not going to get, you know, anybody's autograph down on the field. That's the different thing about golf. I mean, you can be 2 feet away from somebody. I'm sitting 5 feet away from John Peterson, for crying out loud. You can get right close to these people.
I'm about a foot and a half, and I like it. It's funny, he's not going to have a glove. I've already stolen his glove, but he's...
I, We're putting his sneakers that he's wore the last 3 years into the Hall of Fame. Chad, we'll let you get back out to work. I know everybody's pulling for your time. Thanks for having us again this year, and we can't wait to see all 4 days of golf, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming out. I really appreciate it. You guys are great.
Thanks, man. Chad Martison, he is the tournament director of the Cox Classic, where we are located today here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. A lot going on. Matt Every has just got it to 6-under par as he gets ready to play the 18th hole here, and that's good for a one-shot lead over six others at this time, including Ken Duke and Jen Park, who are in the clubhouse with a 5-under 66. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back. Are you ready for this, Daddy?
Yes, I am.
John Peterson is going to join us. A lot of folks know him from his days in Kearney, pro at the Kearney Country Club. He has made multiple appearances and made the cut a couple of times here as well at the Champions. He is the top PGA professional in the state of Nebraska, and it's proven by the numbers. We'll talk to him when we come back.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!